Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
One-on-one, saving the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101 Saving the Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe show. And we got guests. Hey, you know we like guests. Especially when they bring in resources now. You know what? So I'm gonna need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, we got the Rental Housing Resource Center and some community advocate in the building, a combination of all of that. Hey, look, I've been waiting for this interview because I think that the community, when it comes to community advocates, they can use the resources, and there's a lot of resources to be had. So I thank y'all for coming in today because I've worked with some of the legal aid ideas when it came to landlords. Oh, my goodness. And you know how it goes in Milwaukee. So many people, so many different issues. So when you have resources that come in, like community advocates and the Rental Housing Resource Center, it's powerful. It's powerful.
It is. So first, thank you for having us on the show. We're super excited to be on the show. So I'm Erica Crawley. I am the director of the Rental Housing Resource Center. So what the Rental Housing Resource Center is, it is a collaboration designed to address the eviction crisis going on in Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the book Evicted by Matthew Desmond.
I heard about that book.
Okay, so Matthew Desmond wrote a book called Evicted in 2016. And what he did is that he lived with two landlords, and he shadowed those two landlords and eight of their struggling tenants throughout Milwaukee County. And what he found in the year of him living with these tenants and these landlords is that, one, eviction is not a cause of poverty, but it's a symptom of poverty. Mm-hmm. He talked about how when families are evicted, they go through cycles of instability. He talked about how when families go through the eviction process, there's a disruption in their lives. So now we're talking about the kids' education. We're talking about mental health issues now. We're talking about added trauma due to eviction. He also goes on to say that while families are going through this eviction process, they have legal to no representation in court. There's a discord between landlords and tenants having some form of communication. Mm-hmm. And that any family and that he found that a lot of the families are spending 60% to 80% of their income on rent. So if a family have a financial setback, more than likely they're going to fall into the traps of eviction and be vulnerable to fall into that trap. So at the Rental Housing Resource Center, we believe we are the solution to all of the challenges that Matthew Desmond addressed in his book. And how we do this is really interesting, right? So we bring tenants, landlords, and community partners together under one roof with the goal of eviction diversion. And what eviction diversion means is that it is our goal to prevent the eviction ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And or if a family is already going through the eviction process, how do we help them navigate that process and get them back to stability?
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful because as an advocate, I'm telling you, especially in the wintertime, I had a lot of women that may have some difficulty with housing and they were on the side of the road. And many times I had to try to get them somewhere till we can find a place for them to be. And I think that this idea right here is powerful because whether they're going through the process or they're having troubles with the renting, now they have a resource that they can tap into.
Absolutely. And I will say one of the great things about the Rental Housing Resource Center is that the Rental Housing Resource Center does not work if we don't have all the partners. Like I mentioned before,
right,
we are a collaboration of partners, and the work will not get done if we don't have all these partners. So I do want to let the partners introduce themselves and kind of what they do and how they contribute to the Rental Housing Resource Center.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We'll start working our way around you.
Thank you so much for having us. My name's Colleen Foley. I'm the executive director of the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee.
How are you doing, Colleen?
I'm good. Legal Aid's been around in this community for 109 years. We exclusively serve Milwaukee County residents. We've had a close relationship with the Rental Housing Resource Center since its inception. We're co-tenants in the same building, and we work in close partnership with community advocates generally, and we have for years. We've been in the building for 10 years. And one of our flagship programs is around eviction. It's eviction-free MKE that's going into its fourth year, and that has helped over 28,000 Milwaukee County residents to either avoid eviction or, you know, certainly to assert their rights and also to have a dignified exit strategy if it's time for them to move out. So I have great statistics about who gets evicted in our city.
Right. I would love to know.
Yeah, and it's not surprising. And I have a 3-year report from this national data analyst, Stout, that I'm glad to share with you. But for the 3 years of our program, 78% of the clients we serve are Black or African American.
78%.
And when we serve certainly other races as well, but when you contrast that with the community, approximately 39% of Milwaukee residents identify as Black or African American. So certainly a reflection of the bias that exists in our community and who gets evicted. But we're a proud partner with everyone in this room. Legal Action of Wisconsin is here. They have a terrific program. Also, the Eviction Defense Project that's set up at the courthouse for sort of 11th hour representation, and that does terrific work as well. So we all work in close partnership. We're proud of this work. There's, you know, housing is a human right. We all know that because all of the cascade of terrible things that happen when you lose your housing in every facet of your life and your children's lives. So,
well, can I ask you a question? Because I saw a situation where a woman, she got evicted, but they locked her out of her house, but then she couldn't get to her belongings. And then from there, they took her belongings and put it out on the street. And I think Legal Aid had to handle that situation or something to that effect. How does a person, when they're not able to get their belongings, is that legal?
It's not legal. There's a process. And even if you're behind on your rent or if you have a conditions issue, a lot of people self-abate, which you can't entirely self-abate your rent. But there is a process that has to be followed. And because of the work that we've done through Eviction Free MKE and in partnership with Legal Action on their project, there's a lot more tenant lawyers in the courtroom now, which, trust me when I say, that makes a difference how the law is enforced and that people who are facing the loss of their home don't get steamrolled, and because it moves extremely fast. And again, thanks to the Rental Housing Resource Center, we have, I'd say, a better relationship with landlords, and we recognize where we have common ground. But certainly, you can't be put out of your home without proper legal notice. And we're interested in hearing about those cases. I'm not, you know, we handle over 6,000 cases annually, and about half of those are housing now. So we're glad to talk to individuals who've had this happen because it is illegal. And then reclaiming your items is practically impossible once they're street side.
Right.
And it's just a horrible outcome, obviously, when everything you value is curbside.
Hey, look, thank you. Hey, I'm happy that you're here because these are the things that we need to be talking about, especially when it comes to housing and evictions. Been a hot topic for the last year, you know. But thank you for coming in. Who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Mark Medrick from Milwaukee DNS.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm all right. My official title is Property Management Program Coordinator, but I teach landlord training, and I put together a tenant training program called Rent for Success, Milwaukee.gov/rent, shameless plug. I sometimes provide some code enforcement experience, too. Like, while I'm at it, I'll just mention Never met a tenant in my 6 years of code enforcement that felt in any way responsible for their infestation, whether it was bed bugs or mice or roaches or whatever. That's not how the state and the city look at it.
Right.
Milwaukee Code of Ordinances, Chapter 275-82. It's called infestations. It is a whole page of text about who's responsible for what. If it's a single-family house with no history of an infestation and now you have roaches 6 months
of
into
course.
Your tenants, that's on you, tenant, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it's a duplex and one has and one doesn't. So, yeah, you know, just stuff that people don't know, but once emotions get involved, people don't necessarily listen so well either anymore, right?
Well, this is, and you are over the Department of Neighborhood Services, and I've had to have people call Neighborhood Services. When do you call Neighborhood Services?
If I may, if it's not a 911 emergency, mm-hmm. I recommend you call the Rental Housing Resource Center first.
Okay.
So everything should always start at the Rental Housing Resource Center.
And then you'll
right, because what
navigate.
I have triage specialists that will assess the client situation and we kind of see what's going on and we will refer out and or get in contact with the partners. Hey, this client is having a legal problem. This client needs a mediation problem. This sounds like we need to talk to the city. But everything should start at the Rental Housing Resource
and
Center.
And this is something that's recently where we're organizing in this way.
Mm-hmm.
This haven't, because I've never, you know, so this is just now where it's, we have
so
the resources.
Initially, the Rental Housing Resource Center was established in 2019, but mm-hmm. then COVID hit, so we kind of addressed what was going on with the housing crisis and COVID, and now we're just kind of rebranding ourselves and
coming back out
and letting people know that we have resources as it relates to housing stability.
That's sounding powerful. Mm-hmm. Hey, all right, Shawanda. Hey.
Hello.
Thank
you for having me. Shawanda Lindenberg. I'm the Housing Department Manager.
Northside.
Over the Basic Needs Division at Community Advocates. And we partner with the Rental Housing Resource Center. Basically, we just want to make sure that individuals and families are able to secure and maintain safe, suitable, and affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that stabilization and help looks different. For different people. So we really want to have folks coming into our office, listen to what they have to say so that we can determine what resources, what services, and how we can collaboratively try to assist and stabilize that household. So we don't want to necessarily throw money at a situation where this family ultimately cannot afford to stay in
right.
this home. So then that stabilization or that help for that family or for that individual may look like helping with arrears immediately, but then what type of plan can we put in place and help them with to help them transition into something that will be more affordable that they can live in independently and dignified. So.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, we got the Rental Housing Resource Center in the studio, and this is amazing to have this resource. I'll say this, when it comes to the women, the single mothers, the going through the eviction, sometimes eviction is like a felony for housing. Is there any remedy for getting an eviction off of your record?
So there is. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Legal Aid partners with the Rental Housing Resource Center once a month to do a ceiling clinic. And so we can schedule that, and we try to schedule those electronically, but people can walk into, and it's if you prevailed in your case or it got dismissed, we can help get that off your record so that mm-hmm. you can, it opens the door to future safe and affordable housing. And Rental Housing Resource Center staff help us with that, run interference when people are coming in terms of getting paperwork completed. And then we have a nice arrangement with the Milwaukee Small Claims Court, which someone can take the packet, we help them prepare, go over to the courthouse and get immediate attention, don't have to come back for a hearing and get that taken off their record.
Oh, that's powerful.
It is.
Yeah, because I know that a lot of times people move on from an eviction and they'll pay it off or they'll still be lingering on their mm-hmm. record. And it's kind of slowing down their process of finding a nice home, a decent home. We have a lot of issues with slum ideas. How much can y'all deal with the slumlord concept where people feel like they're not living in the right units where they can, a respectful unit, I'll say it like that.
Yeah, I mean, conditions are really critical. Mark, I know, sees that a lot at the city. And when I mentioned earlier abatement issues, you can, we recommend that you go through either the city or through community advocates to mm-hmm. abate your rent. And again, you can't do it 100%. And you can do it on your own, but I just want to urge people, do not, and I've seen some really right. terrible pictures of where people live, but you can't deduct your entire rent.
What is the process to go through to do it, to actually make it happen? All righty.
Well, that depends. The rent withholding.
How do you do it? Yeah.
Rent withholding, first, city inspector will come out and issue an order, and there will be a due date. Sometime after that due date, when the inspector comes out to reinspect, if there are violations that are still present, with the exclusion of exterior paint, tenants will be eligible for rent withholding. They have to fill out a form, send it in, and then they will be notified that all of their rent is now due to the city. It's still due on time right. in full, or they can be evicted.
Right.
It's just not due to the landlord. And nothing gets the landlord's attention like not getting their money.
Well, hold on. You can't wait till the first of the month to try to do this.
A process.
A lot of people,
yes.
It'd be the first of the month. They'd be like, hold on. This ain't fixed.
And rent abatement.
I'm finna hold the money.
Yeah.
And no, it's a process.
Then now you're evictable. In a right. court of law, you're the bad guy,
right.
the tenant, regardless of the conditions. But rent abatement is a discount that never has to be paid back. And that is done in concert with DNS and community advocates.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say this. We have a hot topic that we should discuss, lead, the lead idea. A lot of the lead lateral ideas, a lot of times people are talking about lead and mold in the house. You know, is that landlord or tenant or who handles when it comes to mold and lead?
No easy answer for that one.
Right.
So you would typically want to reach out to the health department if there is a mold or a lead issue.
Mm-hmm.
We are working to try to get lead to be part of something that we would abate for, look at being able to abate for. But yeah, those would, like lead, mold, those are all health department complaints or, mm-hmm. or enforcement issues that you would go through the health department for. For like the Department of Neighborhood Services, I've just learned over
right.
the years that there is not a code violation for mold.
Right.
There is code violations for conditions that will cause mold. So if your home or your doors or your walls or the foundation is not weather tight, is not watertight, then that will allow moisture inside of mm-hmm. the unit, which will cause mold to
right.
cause mold to grow. So those are things that tenants can draw attention to or point out to the landlord or to the Department of Neighborhood Services, building inspectors, that would be written up as code violations potentially that we could do rent abatement.
And to piggyback on that, when a tenant starts their tenancy, if the house is built before 1974, the landlord needs to provide them with a
right.
lead disclosure statement. Cross my heart, hope to die. This is all the lead I know of.
Right.
And a protect your family from lead in your home brochure. They're required to do that by law.
Now, we have a society where in Milwaukee where it's mostly renters, black community, we're majority renters. And how, when we talk about landlord, tenant laws, tenant, what rights do the tenant have, how do they get educated on their tenant rights?
I'm so glad you asked that. First, let me say.
He's been waiting for that question,
you know,
the whole interview.
Because underhanded tenants have rights.
First, I'd like to say that all of it, to my knowledge, all of a tenant's rights hinge upon them paying their rent on time
right.
in full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But after that, Rent for Success, it's an hour and a half program. You will get a booklet to take with you, and it will discuss all of those things. It'll break down who's responsible for what. And where it comes from. And I'm told Wisconsin has the most comprehensive detailed landlord-tenant law of all the 50 states.
Okay. Hey, look, once again, we got the Rental Housing Resource Center and studio. When we come back, how can you contact them? We're going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yo. I go by the name of Pharrell from the Neptunes. And I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got the Rental Housing Resource Center in the studio and the partners. I'm telling you, we got Legal Aid, Legal Action, Community Advocates in the studio, and we're talking about rental housing issues that can be, you know, worked on, resolved by the Rental Housing Resource Center. Erica, how can people contact the resource?
So just really quickly, I want to thank the partners for being here, but also just want to mention the partners that couldn't be here. That's also a part of the whole eviction diversion goal. So Mediate Wisconsin, I talked about earlier that sometimes all you need is a conversation with your landlord. You just need to have that conversation with your landlord, and sometimes tenants and landlords cannot communicate. So Mediate Wisconsin acts as a third-party mediator. So if it's something where it's not a financial issue, but maybe you just need someone else to talk on your behalf, Mediate Wisconsin is amazing at what they do.
Salute to Mediate Wisconsin.
They definitely help cut down some of the eviction process. So I want to make sure we shout them out and talk to them. Also, Rental Property Association. I think I mentioned before that what's unique about the Rental Housing Resource Center is that it's not just about helping tenants, but we help tenants and landlords. We understand that sometimes it's a financial burden on the landlord just as much as a financial burden on the tenant. The Rental Property Association, they also are really big partners with us. They help us with all the information we need and help us distribute information to their crew of landlords. So I want to get the Milwaukee County Housing Division Department. So thank you to Milwaukee County. They're another partner that's a part of the RHRC that also deals with eviction diversion. So I want to get those three in really quickly.
Thank you.
So if you need to contact us, the best thing to do is to come into the office. We will respond a lot quicker if you come into the office. We take walk-ins Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. We're located at 728 North James Lovell Street. So 728 North James Lovell Street, so right between 7th and Wisconsin and 7th and Wells. Please follow us on social media, so Rental Housing Resource Center. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on LinkedIn. We put a lot of our information on our website. We also share everything that the partners have on their social media website, so please follow us there. You can call us at 414-895-RENT, so 414-895-RENT, or send us an email, info@renthelpmke.org.
That sounded powerful now.
All of that.
All right. And the question for Legal Aid, many times a lot of people don't get the correct information when it comes to dealing with the courts, when it comes to evictions and things like that. How can they remedy this?
Yeah, if somebody, don't assume that it's on you, because there are some bad actors in the system who don't provide the proper legal notice. And in fact, we have one of those cases in the last year where it was a garnishment action, and the woman who it impacted never received legal notice to show up in court, and she didn't, and her wages were garnished. And so we brought it to the DA's office, and they charged this individual with 18 felony counts, and he got convicted. So don't assume. I mean, certainly tenants have rights and obligations, and we do community seminars and clinics on that. But Take a hard look. Make sure that you got the proper notice, and if you didn't, give us a call or look at our website as well.
All right. And they can go to what's the
LegalAidMKE.com.
LegalAidMKE.com. That's LegalAidMKE.com. Mark, when it comes to neighborhood, the Department of Neighborhood Services, this idea, a lot of times people would try to get in contact with neighborhood services if they felt that it was something that was messed up. But I think that I wanted to ask you a question about when somebody is labeled a nuisance property, is that through neighborhood services or, you know, when people get those nuisance ideas on them? Does that go through that?
I believe that those are city attorneys and the police department.
Okay.
But if I may, since we're talking about this,
right?
Good practice, before you contact the city, make sure you document contact with your landlord. Hey, landlord, here's my issue. Here's my situation. Can you help me with this? Can you fix this, please?
Okay. Because I'm running into a lot of that.
Right.
But all right.
286 City, you know, that's what we do.
Well, and Shawana, I got a question for you. When people qualify for assistance, whether it's the first month rent or arrears. How does that work?
So we encourage everybody just to come into the office if you're looking for assistance. Again, assistance and help and stabilization is going to look different for everybody. If you're behind in rent, you've recently had a loss of income, we'll just need verification of that. You've had a loss of income, verification that you are behind in rent,
right.
And then some verification that you will have the likelihood to maintain your housing in the future. So we want to make sure that we're not setting you up for failure, meaning right. That if we pay your arrears, we know that you'll be able to kind of carry on with those payments moving forward. So we'll check for that. For tenants that are moving into new housing or trying to secure new housing, we'll try to make a connection with what units are vacant. And then if they qualify for financial assistance through community advocates programming, they typically need to be coming from emergency shelter, or they're in a property that has been deemed unfit for human habitation by the City of Milwaukee Department of Neighborhood Services Residential Code Enforcement, mm-hmm. Or they are in a property that the lead levels are so high that the health department is recommending permanent relocation. And we'll help those families transition that way. We also help victims of fire, as long as we can get Red Cross fire verification letters for those families. And we'll also help victims of domestic or intimate partner violence, as long as they have a temporary restraining order in place and a police report of their last occurrence.
All right. And then, so I had a situation where there was a male, and he couldn't find any resources, and he was without housing, I think due to a fire. Is that how do the resource work for men?
So it would be the same. We okay. don't, and I'm glad you asked that question, because right. we do get those questions where I'm a man and I can't get assistance, or right. I don't have any kids and I can't get any assistance, right. or I'm a senior citizen and I can't get any assistance, or I'm just coming out right. of post conviction, I can't get any assistance. So we don't necessarily have any programming surrounding an individual, right? Right. We look more so at the housing situation, right? What is your housing situation? So if you are a male and you're transitioning from, just for example, incarceration, you don't have anywhere to go, we're going to suggest or try to get you into emergency shelter, so that when you find permanent housing, you secure income, we're able to pay for the cost for you to get into a new unit. Meaning we can cover your first month's rent, we can cover your security deposit, as long as we can verify that you'll be able to maintain those payments. We can also use, I don't want to say impact 211 information, but if you can't secure shelter, right, you're homeless and you cannot get into shelter, then it'll be hard for a shelter to refer you to right. us. But if you have a record of trying to secure shelter and you can't, then we can still use those funds to try to help individuals secure that new housing. And again, we just need documentation. So it would be a shelter referral. It can be, like I said, for a fire victim, we would just use that verification from Red Cross that family or that individual had been impacted by fire.
All right. Now, anything that we miss that y'all feel that the community needs to know?
Just want to throw out there, if you wanted a more elaborate explanation of how rent withholding and rent abatement work, milwaukee.gov/rent for Rent for Success, the tenant training program, or milwaukee.gov/landlord training, one word, no spaces. We offer the free programs with a booklet and all the information that you want.
Okay, get that information.
And Community Advocates also offers the tenant and landlord rights and responsibility training, which we provide a booklet as well as a certificate of participation for any individuals that come in to sit through that training. So,
All right, it's sounding powerful now. The Rental Housing Resource Center. Hey, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Is there anything that we missed, Eric?
Nope, I think we covered it all. I just want the community to know that we are here. I know for a long time people have been looking for help and they don't have the resources, but we are here. We have the resources. And although we are housing focused, our goal in the RHRC is to make sure we provide a resource for every basic need. So as Shawana was talking about, if you need like relocation services, we are building a list of landlords who have available units, and we're right. trying to place that tenant in those units. Now the landlords still have to do their due diligence, right? You still got to run your background checks, do your paperwork, but that is something that we're doing. But we are here. We're here to help.
Right.
We're here to
the
help.
Support so is
whatever
there.
Whatever you need, whatever questions you have, no question is a stupid question. Come in, ask the questions, get the help that's needed. And if we can't provide the direct service, we definitely have a resource for you.
Well, look, I'm excited.
I'm
excited for those out in the community. If y'all heard this, take the information. I also have information here in the studio. If y'all want to call in, if y'all missed anything, we'll have the information here in the studio to refer you to these resources. And I thank y'all for coming in.
No, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for having
Our pleasure.
Us.
Thank you.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tutonia and peace, looking like Weezy. Happy to be inside in Cleveland, shout out and bleed. I told her I'm beat like B, but she ain't believe me. A whole lot of my cubs. I be hunting stuff up my thumbs. Pick set drugs, weak, shout out, done killed my lungs. I'm that's tough, shout out, hands still ain't done. Looking like rap. Popping that boy like pop. Popping that bomb like pop. Spit on them like pop.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, that was a powerful interview with the Rental Housing Resource Center. They got resources for y'all. So from here on out, I'm going to have to send y'all and direct y'all in that direction. Once again, salute to the Rental Housing Resource Center for coming in. Hey, with their partners, Mediate Wisconsin, Community Advocates, Legal Aid, Legal Action, the Department of Neighborhood Services. Hey, look, Eviction Free MKE. If you're having problems and you need free legal help and more to stop these evictions, go to evictionfreemke.org. We got a lot of information. This is why I say, like, we got to be resourceful during these times. People are having hard times. They just need to know where the resources are. I'll say this, for years, I had to help a lot of people that were misplaced when it came to housing, evictions, fires, things like that. And just now I've just been able to say, okay, well, now we got an organization that we can send everybody to that's in that area. And that takes a lot of burden off my shoulders. I think I got a couple people in my inbox that hit me up yesterday about this type of stuff. So I'm definitely for the screenshot. When I go to break, I'm going to screenshot the information and send it to them. But this is what we have to do. We have to become resources. Maurice M. says, thank you, Tory, for this. It was definitely appreciated. Where we got to make sure that we become more resourceful. And this year, 2025, we got to all tap in. We got to all become resourceful to each other. You know, it's not nobody coming. Ain't nobody coming to help. Ain't nobody coming to do nothing. We already know that. So we got to make sure that these resources, our tax dollars, are going to resources that can help. And this is where I feel that the power of being on the radio and being an advocate and making sure that we address some of the real issues, the real hardcore issues that is going on in my community is addressed properly so we can have these resources so we can move on to the bigger, more tougher issues. I always say people can't get to the bigger issues if they're suffering on the smaller issues. And that's the day-to-day living a life, trying to survive, trying to work, trying to find job, trying to find housing. You know what I mean? When it's a struggle like that, it's hard for people to actually come together because they're trying to fix themselves, fix their lives. And there's a lot of that going on. Milwaukee is about 39% black, 40% black. It's a lot of majority black, but when it comes to renting, you know, when it comes, we're mostly renters, and like the legal aid attorney said, that we're like 78% of the evictions. 78% of the evictions, and I've been telling people the new homeless in Milwaukee is the people with evictions. That's a new homeless that's been going on. And I've been saying this since my show started. I said it when I was online before I even had a radio show. I was always raising an eyebrow when it came to the eviction crisis in the city of Milwaukee. But now we have some resources for everybody. So I'm definitely excited about this last interview, because now we can have a place where people can go and try to get some resources. It's all combined together. Once again, you got legal aid, eviction free MKE. You got financial assistance, rental housing resource center, 728 North James, Lovell Street. Once again, 728 North James, Lovell Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The number is 414-895-7368. 414-895-7368. You need to write these numbers down, even if you don't need the resources, just in case one of your family members or loved ones is having issues. You should take this information down and become resourceful. And you know how many times I had to mediate between the landlord and the tenant because they were in a dispute, and the tenant may have felt that the landlord wasn't doing such and such, and the landlord only wants his money, you know, that and rightfully so. He's renting out a property. And I'll say this, the mediation of the Mediate Wisconsin idea is powerful. So let's say you're having a situation with the landlord where you need mediation. Mediate Wisconsin, visit www.mediatewisconsin.org, or you can call them at 414-939-8800. Mediate Wisconsin, 414-939-8800. I'm going to tell you this. I didn't mediate so many landlord-tenant situations. I was one situation a couple years ago where the landlord and the tenant had a shootout. It could get serious. It could get serious. I'm trying to tell you, I didn't even know how to mediate that. The landlord wanted them out. The tenant wasn't trying to get out. And they came blasting at the house. trying to scare them to get out. Salute to all of the partners that came through today. They also got the brief legal advice, Marquette Volunteer Legal Clinics, brief legal advice. I guess you can get some legal advice. We didn't talk about that, but 414-288-6912. If you need some brief legal advice, this is the Marquette Volunteer Legal Clinics. And they give, I guess, that if you got something going on with your landlord trying to get you out, and you feel like you got, you know, you need some legal aid, some legal advice, Marquette Volunteer Legal Clinic. This is the number, 414-288-6912, www.marquettelegalclinic.org. All right. I'm happy. I'm going to keep this close to me just in case I leave here and somebody try to stop me. And I'm going to give them one of these things. I'm going to give them one of these brochures. It's going to free up a lot of my time. It's going to free up a lot of my time with this. This was a blessing. I ain't going to push back against it. Somebody said, I need resources. I need resources. Homeless, I was driving. Please send. I need resources. I'm homeless. I was driving. Please send. If you're listening to the show, I just gave you the number to the resource center. Call the resource center. That's the information. Let me see if I can pull that number back up. I got four or five sheets here of information. So you should. Oh, here go the resource center right here. And if I can get that number, here we go. The Rental Housing Resource Center. You got to write this number down, 2710. 2710 said, I need resources. Homeless, I'm driving. Please send. I guess she's driving.
DJ Brother Z, maybe, can we do the talk to text? Can we send something in the talk to text, like a image? Yeah. Well, during break, I'm going to have DJ Brother Z send some information, screenshot the information and send it to you. Hey, I'm feeling good today, DJ Brother Z. See, if you keep pushing. Oh, the number is 414-895-7368. And this is to the Rental Housing Resource Center. See what they can do for you. Let me know. Hey, we already got somebody already in the service right now. Well, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to get back into the show. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Don't never stop if you want to be on top, yeah.
Low bass, fat, baby, tap in. Tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, better tap in. Tap in. Getting money, get rich, baby, tap in. Tap in. MLB, icy gang, better tap in. Tap in. Wrist on glitter, nice. Waist on thinner. Nice. I'ma show you how to bag an 8-figure.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. It's a story out here, and I'm trying to get to it where I guess I'll get to it at the top of the hour, because I'm trying to make sure I got some of the things that I need to try to present it. But it was a guy that I seen. It had nothing to do with the story I was talking about. But this was a guy that I seen, and I'll tell you this, and we only got a little time before we got to get to the top of the hour, so I'll tell this story. This man was really cool, and he was talking to me about how school lunches. This is what he was talking about. He was talking about when he was coming up, before he used to get to the school, he could smell the school lunch. Like, it was so good that they were cooking it. They were cooking the food, and you could smell it. Smell the food. It smelled so good. He was talking about how they used to have granola, how the breakfast used to be so good, and that when the lunchtime came, you couldn't even finish what you was reading because the smell of the food filled the school up, and a lot of the kids were just, you know, so eager to go and eat that lunch. That food was so good. And he said something that stuck out, because I agreed, because everything he said was true. But the one thing that I forgot about was the school lunch used to be so good that the teachers used to get a tray and go back into the teacher's lounge with the food from the lunchroom. Like, because they used to cook it, and it used to be, it wasn't all the way it looks now, in plastic, heated up, looked like it's been heated up, microwaved. No, back, he was right. And he was like, Tory, this is why the kids is acting out of control, because they're not getting that love from the cafeteria. Like that good meal in the schools. And I said, you know, when I was coming up, the best part of being in school was lunchtime. And we had this conversation. It was random. And he just wanted to let me know, like, why is it not the same? And then these children are in school. They don't get good lunches. They don't get good breakfast. And then they're acting crazy and they're going nuts. And I was like, there's probably a lot of other reasons factoring into this. But I'm going to tell you this. That lunch is a huge issue. And I think that I don't know how we get it back to where it used to be, DJ Brother Z. But I do remember that the teachers used to go get a tray from the lunch, from the cafeteria back in the day, and they used to take the lunches in the room. They used to come to school for the lunch. I don't know. It's getting kind of strange out here, but that's what he wanted to talk about. And I thought that that was an interesting conversation because he felt like that contributed to students and the behavior in the school. And I said, it may be some other stuff going on. I believe social media got some problems. I think that peer pressure is at an all-time high. I think that a lot of things need to be resolved before they get to school. A lot of the emotions that they feel coming into the school, we need to work on that. But when you eat a good school lunch, back in the day, it was the teachers used to come and get two trays and an extra chocolate milk. Didn't you know what he said? He said, he said that if you was cool with the cook, that the cook would give you a little bit extra, and it made you feel important. That's what he said. I started laughing because I was cool with the cook, and I used to get an extra milk, and you used to get seconds if it was anything left. Hey, he might be on to something, DJ Brother Z. Because I used to feel good after I ate the school lunch. When I was coming up, I used to feel like, man, I was ready for the second half of the day. We got time for Brian. Brian, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Yeah, you got a point, man. Back in the day, our food was so good. Remember the mock chicken legs and yes. Mashed potato? That mock chicken leg was all that. All that.
Man.
But, yeah, I blame Michael Obama for coming with all this healthy eating crap. Mm. All the food went bad when Michelle or Michael Obama, whatever you want to call it, on whatever day.
Is there any way we can fix it, man?
Yeah, bring back some Pizza Hut stuff up in there. Bring some Cousins in there. I guarantee you, whatever they're not selling out on the street, they're selling in the schools.
Mm. See? Maybe we got, how do we get it back? Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. They locked in right here on Tory Lowe.